Part 4. Kuwaiden, North. The journey into the northern direction is a time for resting and reflecting in the place of dreams, stories, and truth. Chapter 53. I rest on a large rock, an island of stone surrounded by woods. The rain has only just stopped. Heavy drips leak from branches and ping when meeting the forest floor. A breeze rustles the trees, turning them into wind chimes. The last remnants of rain now shower the forest in softer sprinkles. Boulders rumble, low and constant. Sunlight breaks through the forest cover, casting spotlights that hum and awaken sleeping pansies. A small fire is surrounded by grandfather rocks to my left. East. Its smoke rises, calling out prayers in the melodic cadences of Anishinaabemowin. In front of me, to the south, is another fire with more grandfathers and prayers carried on wisps of gray smoke. To my right, west, the grandfathers wait. There is no fire there yet. Behind me, north, more patient ones. Pansies sing to me. They surround the rock, dotting the periphery with gently swaying yellow and purple faces. So many voices blending together. I add my own, weaving through the chorus until I find a niche that my voice fills to make the song whole. This world is beyond any contentment and beauty I have ever known. We sing more loudly, the pansies and me. Their purple mouths open, faces basking in the sunlight. I do the same, feeling the warmth of the glow as if from within. A drum joins in. Its steady beat grows louder, fueled by our song. The pansies grow taller. Leaves become arms outstretched with fluid movements. They dance together with linked hands as if they have done so forever. I want to join them. I rise, turning to view the panorama. Every pansy has become a singing woman. Their voices have a familiar timbre. Scattered among the faces, I see women who remind me of others. Auntie's eyes, Grandma Pearl's pointed nose, a wide smile I have only seen in a mirror. Women who are neither old nor young. I'm aware of someone on the rock with me as I turn around. Lily. As she was and also as something more. She isn't Lily anymore. She is Benezikwe. I want to talk to her. There is so much to say. Where to begin? And then I know. Words are no longer needed. Everything I would say, she already knows. Any question I might ask, I know her answer. She is part of me and always will be. The drumbeat continues as everything begins to spin around us. Only Lily and I remain rooted, stone underfoot. The rotation speed increases. The women's linked arms become a braided green circle filled with faces transformed back into pansies. They rise above us, whirling and compacting, until Lily reaches up for the floral necklace. Her touch halts all movement. The drum remains steady. Lily places the lei of pansies over my head to rest on my shoulders. Her smile is brighter than any star. She kisses me once on each cheek as this world fades.